Brexit will affect not only Britain's relations with the European Union, but also with hundreds of other countries with which Britain currently trades on EU terms. London has negotiated new post-Brexit trade arrangements with several countries, including Central American nations, Switzerland and South Korea, among others. But that leaves hundreds of states, from smaller economies to relative giants like Japan and Canada, with whom trade would revert to World Trade Organization terms after a no-deal Brexit. And striking new trade deals won't be easy.
Many countries with whom we try and do trade deals will say to us, yep, that would be great. We quite like to know what your relationship with the European Union is going to be before we sign anything with you, though. So all roads lead to Brussels.
Such uncertainty doesn't help countries that sell goods to Britain. Kenya exports cut flowers, fruit and vegetables, with total exports to Britain estimated at $400 million per year. Bangladesh exports almost $4 billion worth of goods to Britain, currently traded under the EU's preferential rules of origin, which allocate zero or low tariffs on goods from developing countries. A no-deal Brexit will likely mean disruption.
The problem is that will erode the preferences that some of these countries receive. So, for example, the advantage that a country such as Bangladesh and Cambodia have on certain products, because they have access with a lower tariff, that would be removed.
Speaking last month, the head of the Africa Development Bank warned that the combination of a no-deal Brexit and the US-China trade war were hitting African economies.
The industrial capacity has fallen significantly, and so the demand, even for products and raw materials for Africa, will only fall even further. So the effect of that will have a ripple effect on African economies as the demand for their products weakens from China.
Britain, meanwhile, is stepping up its search for new trade deals, with ministers visiting New Zealand, Australia and Japan this week. Many of these nations' companies have huge investments in Britain and fear the chaotic fallout of a no-deal Brexit. Overall, for smaller economies, the impact is likely to be less severe.
African countries seem to be quite more relaxed, or developing a bit more relaxed, except some specific countries that trade a lot with the UK about the prospect of a no deal. And this is because, well, the UK has lost over many years the sort of importance in the, as a destination of exports for many of these countries.
A no-deal Brexit would hit the economies of many EU states like Ireland, Germany and the Netherlands. But analysts say it is in Britain where the impact will inevitably be felt hardest of all. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ha, ha, ha.